up, everybody? It's Jake Civic, your host today. Nobody else with me. No guests, no co-host. Bobby's out. Ian's out. It's just me. So I'm going to give you, since I don't have anybody to go back and forth with, I'm just going to give you all my picks for the major awards in Major League Baseball in 2025. You're going to want to hear this because you're going to want to come back in 8 months and be like, damn, this guy was right. He was right. How does he know? And the truth is, I don't know. I know, but I don't know how I know. So what I'm saying is, I'm going to be right. You're going to come back and go, the dude was right. So if you're the betting type, probably not a bad idea to lay a little bit of money on each one of these picks right here. We're going to start off with the comeback player of the year because it's, I think, the most feel-good award there is in the major leagues. You know, you got a guy that misses due to an injury. He comes back. It's exciting. It's fun. You hope he does well. You're rooting for anybody that comes back from injury. And when somebody comes back and has a good year and they win the comeback player of the year, it just shows they can handle a little adversity. So first guy here, I'm going with probably the two favorites, obvious favorites, I think. In the AL, well, maybe not obvious in the AL because a lot of people probably look at DeGrom, and if he's healthy and if he actually pitches a full year, he's going to dominate because that's what DeGrom does when he pitches. He dominates. He just dominates. So maybe he will, maybe he won't. I'm going on the train with Mike Trout. Mike Trout, comeback player of the year. I think he's going to stay healthy, and him and DeGrom are the same. If Mike Trout stays healthy, Mike Trout's going to dominate. He's going to do what Mike Trout does. If DeGrom stays healthy, he's going to do what DeGrom does. So really, here's what I'm betting on. Mike Trout's going to stay healthier than DeGrom this year, and he's going to win the comeback player of the year. In the National League, we're just going to go with Acuna. Ronald Acuna Jr., comeback player of the year. Again, not a very old guy. Super young. Hopefully he can bounce back. I mean, if he's healthy, he's going to be Acuna. And if he stays healthy all year, he's going to do Acuna things. This is a guy that, you know, is an MVP candidate when he's healthy. So we're going to go Ronald Acuna Jr. with the National League comeback player of the year and Mike Trout in the AL. Let's go to rookie of the year because this one's personal for me, which is kind of crazy. In the AL, first, we're going to go with Jacob Wilson with the A's. This dude hit at every level in the minor leagues. He's part of that stacked 2023 draft. I think he was a sixth overall pick. Came up for a minute with the A's last year. Had a little hammy issue. Put him out like a month. I'm assuming he's coming in healthy. He's going to be their starting shortstop. And I think you give this dude a season. I think he's going to rake. I think he's going to absolutely rake. So I'm taking him for my AL Rookie of the Year. The Rookie of the Year is a toss-up, though, because you don't know if these guys are going to play. You don't know if they're going to be in AAA. You know, guessing who the Rookie of the Year is going to be is like the ultimate coin flip, because you don't even know if the guy you pick is going to be there. He might come up for a month and just struggle drastically and go back down and never come back. So Jacob Wilson with the A's, though, he's going to be in a minor league park. I think that's going to bode really well for the hitters because I don't think opposing pitchers are going to be very fired up to go throw in the minor league stadium in Sacramento. I think all things lean towards athletics being at a huge advantage. I think they got the biggest home field advantage of the year. So we're going Jacob Wilson with the AL. In the National League, the obvious choice here is probably Dylan Cruz. He's going to hit, but Thomas Tajesi with the Cardinals. Tricky situation now. If Arenado were to, like, bounce out of there, I would have said Rookie of the Year, Thomas Tajesi. Give this dude this dude played for me in high school. One of my last years of coaching high school, he was my shortstop. He got drafted by the Rangers out of the high school in Carlsbad that I coached. The kid hit better than anybody I've ever seen in high school. He did the same thing through the minor leagues. He got his feet wet in the big leagues for about a month at the end of the season last year. Picked up his first home run, hit the ball pretty well. Played some defense. I think if you give this guy the everyday shot, he is going to hit. He's going to play defense. He's going to be in the running for Rookie of the Year. If Dylan Cruz plays and Thomas Tajesi both play a full season, I'm going with Thomas Tajesi. If Thomas Ajayi doesn't get as much time as he might think. I don't know if he's going to be in Triple A or the big league to start the season. And Dylan Cruz is up there all year. Dylan Cruz. But I'm going 1A, Thomas Ajayi for NL Rookie of the Year. 1B, we're going to go Dylan Cruz. But, man, that'd be cool. That'd be pretty darn cool to have a kid. And I say coached. I mean, the kid was on the team, and he was so good that I just kind of had chats with him. I just talked baseball with him. I mean, I can't take any credit for the swing or this or that, but I did enjoy the mental talks. We had a lot about the game of baseball. The dude's just a baseball rat. He loves it. Let's go to the Cy Young. It's hard because all these picks seem so obvious. And I am picking probably the favorites, but they're the favorites for a reason, and it's hard to go against them. If I'm really trying to pick the winners, I'm going to go with the guys that make the most sense. I got to go in the AL, I got to go Skubal. He did what he did last year. He was dominant. He was unhittable. He's healthy. He's coming back for another one. I got to imagine he's going to do the same thing on a Tigers team that's going to lean pretty heavily on him to get him to the playoffs. I think he's going to have a heavy workload, and if he does and he stays healthy through it, I think he's going to dominate, and I think he's going to end up with back-to-back Cy Young Awards. Triple crown again? Who knows? But I'm going to go Cy Young, Skubal. If he gets triple crown 2 years in a row, will that be history? I don't know if anybody's ever done that. That would be pretty insane. Now, in the NL, again, favorites? Skeens. I got to go Skeens. I mean, the guy is as good as it gets on the mound. He picked up another pitch or whatever he's doing in the spring training. He comes out, oh, he's got another pitch now. He's got a six-pitch mix. It's like, dude, when does it end for Skeens? Where does it end? How good can this guy be? Does it ever end? I got to go Skeens. I have to go Skeens. Paul Skeens. He's going to be the dude if he stays healthy. I think he's going to do exactly what he did last year. Just with another month or two or however much he missed last year, tack another month and a half, 2 months onto his stats from last year. Might be Cy Young, might be MVP. Who knows? Who knows? A pitcher winning MVP, probably not going to happen. But I'm going Skubal with the AL, back-to-back Cy Youngs. I'm going Skeens, going Rookie of the Year, and then a Cy Young. It's a pretty darn good start to your career. That leaves us with MVP talk. The MVP. Now, this one I don't particularly love. Otani, MVP last year. Yeah, he's a DH. The guy's a DH. It's a hitting award. MVP is a hitting award, and I don't really like that. The most valuable player on the team. Otani stole 50 bases and hit 50 bombs and was absolutely incredible. Most valuable player? Financially? Yeah. Talent? Yeah. Did things no one's ever seen? Yeah. It's hard to argue with him. On the other side, you had Aaron Judge. That one's easier for me to argue, and I think the guy that should have won it last year is going to win it this year. I'm going to go straight to the AL. Bobby Witt Jr., most valuable player in the American League. I think he was the most valuable player last year, and I don't even think it was close. I know Judge hit home runs, but Judge had Juan Soto sitting right next to him, and that played a big role in his success. And yeah, his numbers are his numbers alone, but Juan Soto was a huge deal in that lineup. And Judge's defense was just Judge's defense. He played center field. He played a little right. I don't know. He bounced around. He's a average outfielder. He's good, but he's average. He's not great. He doesn't bring anything to the table defensively. I don't think that any other center fielder kind of brings. I mean, I think when I think of a center fielder, I think of the dudes. I think of the Jones with the Orioles. I think of Kiermaier. Right, I think of a center fielder as a defensive specialist, and to play at that level, I just expect if you're an MVP, yeah, you hit the ball, but you bring defense to the table too. And when I look at Bobby Witt Jr., a shortstop with the numbers he had offensively and Gold Glove shortstop ability, That's my guy. Fastest, one of the fastest guys in the league. I don't even think there's an argument. I think it has to be Bobby Witt Jr. is the most valuable player in the American League because he does everything. He plays defense for you at a gold glove level. He runs the bases fast as anybody in the league. He hits the ball with an average and some pop and the speed that he has, the extra base hits, the RBIs, the runs. Give me Bobby Witt Jr. over everybody in the league. If I'm building a team right now, call me crazy, my first pick on the schoolyard lot is Bobby Witt Jr. He is a baseball guy. He hustles. He won the Heart and Hustle Award last year, I think. That's the guy. That's valuable. Give me that dude. Now, let's move over to the NL. This one for me, I mean, not a crazy pick. Probably not super high on everybody's list, but I got to go with Fernando Tatis Jr. I have to go with him. I think he's going to stay healthy this year. I think he's going to play 160 games. And if he does, he moved over to right field. He's got an absolute hose out there. He kind of learned to play the position a little bit. He's super athletic. He's going to play a great right field. He's going to be a gold glove right fielder. That's just, I think, the facts of him having a full healthy season, and it's not his first year out there, and he's learned the position. He's going to be very good in right field, and the dude is going to hit. He's going to hit. He always has. When he's not injured, man, give me a full 162 games of Tatis Jr., and he is going to be your NL MVP. It's the bottom line. He's in a lineup where, you know, he's got a lot of guys in front and behind him where he'll be. He's got Machado. He's got Merrill. He's got, I don't know who else the Padres even have over there right now. Their offseason was odd. Didn't really do much. But Tatis is going to have guys around him. And when a guy like Tatis has guys around him and Tatis is free to hit the ball, he's going to hit the ball a lot. I think this is going to be his best year. I think it's going to be an MVP year for Tatis Jr. And that's it for me for the individual awards. Let's roll one World Series prediction, because last year before the season started, I was on a different podcast and I predicted that the Yankees were going to lose to the Dodgers in the World Series. So obviously I was correct before the season even started. Now I got to roll another correct World Series prediction out there for you guys. This one's going to be the Dodgers again. The Dodgers are going back to back. Here's the thing. They're not worried about winning, you know, their division. They're just worried about getting to the playoffs healthy with the stacked, most incredible team anybody's ever seen that they have built, and that's wrap. If they get there healthy, it's a wrap. It is a wrap for the Los Angeles Dodgers if they get to the playoffs healthy. There's not another team in the league. Here's the thing. It's not the best team that wins. It's the team that's the hottest at the end of the season. In this case, it doesn't actually matter who's the hottest at the end of the season. It just doesn't matter. What matters is that if the Dodgers are healthy, I don't care how hot the team is that they're playing, they will not beat them. They will not beat a healthy Dodgers team. And the team that's going to unfortunately get to the World Series and lose to the Dodgers is going to be the Baltimore Orioles. That's what it is. They were young last year. They're young again. They've got a taste of the playoffs. They got beat. It didn't go well for them, unfortunately. But they're coming back. They're coming back hard. They're coming back fast. I think this is the Orioles. I think this is the start of something really, really good for the Orioles. And I think they're going to make their way to the World Series. I think they're going to lose to the Dodgers 4-1. I think Dodgers are going to go back-to-back World Series 4-1 both times, this time over the Orioles. I like the Orioles. I think it's going to be the start of a long run of their drafting and their farm system and their players growing up through the system with them. And that panning out to being exactly what they want it to be, which is, I think they're going to have a good 5-6 year run where they're World Series contenders, preseason World Series contenders every single year for the next 5 to 6 years. And I think it starts with getting there this year, getting a taste of it. And I think within the next 5 to 6 years, the Orioles get one, but not this year. It's going to be Los Angeles Dodgers. Again, if they remain healthy, they have so many pitchers on this staff that there's no reason for them not to be healthy when they get there. I don't see why anybody would even have over 20 starts on this team. Just stay maintenance. Keep your innings low. Keep your arms healthy. Keep them fresh. By the time you get to the playoffs, you got so many starters that if you're not ready to just roll through the playoffs with everybody healthy, you screwed something up along the way. So that's what it's going to be. Comeback Player of the Year, AL Mike Trout, NL Acuna Jr., Cy Young, we're going AL Skubal, NL Skeens. Rookie of the Year, AL Jacob Wilson with the A's. And in the NL, we're going Thomas Sejace. MVP, AL Bobby Witt Jr. Give me Bobby Witt over everybody. NL MVP, we're going Tatis Jr. One healthy season is all it's going to take for him. No suspensions, no injuries. That's a wrap on that guy. And that's it. Thanks for listening, guys. Listen, I'm the only one here, okay? We don't take days off at the Baseballer Show. We provide content for you every Monday. I don't care how many of you listen to this. If there's one guy listening to this today, we made this for you. If there's 1,000 of you listening today, I made it for all 1,000 of you. If there's 100,000, guess what? Yeah, I made it for all 100,000 of you. So I appreciate you listening. We will check back in with you next week. You guys enjoy your work weeks. Enjoy your weekends. Enjoy your whatever you're doing with your life. Enjoy it. Because life is short. You know what I'm saying? So is the baseball season. It's almost here. We got another couple days. Dodgers and Cubs are kicking things off, I think, tomorrow. Today's Monday. They're kicking off Tuesday, maybe. Which is weird. They go Tuesday, Wednesday against the Cubs. These games matter. Then they come back and they do the freeway series with the Angels, and two of those games don't matter. And then they go back to the regular season. It does matter again. Very strange. But that Japan series should be a good one. I got the Dodgers leaving Japan 2-0. That's what I got. And then on their route to a World Series. I was at a spring training game this year, and it was kind of funny. The Dodgers got smoked. They lost by like 8 runs, and I was sitting behind the dugout, Dodgers dugout, and one of the fans or friends of Dave Roberts was like, "Hey, Dave." And he like peeked up from the dugout, like, "Hey," and he waved, and the fan goes, "Hey, one game closer to the World Series." And I started laughing. I said, "That's all it is for these Dodgers. That's all it's going to be. One more game down en route to the World Series." I mean, if any team's ever been expected to win, it's them, obviously. So I'm looking forward to seeing the highest expectations ever put on a team to win a World Series and see how the Dodgers handle that and if it pans out. Like I said, I got it panning out. Dodgers over the Orioles, 4-1. That's going to do it. Check in with y'all later. Thanks for listening.